Winston Allen is from Columbus, Ohio. He's now 85, and he started working out when he was a child to defend himself.
I started out taking care of myself when I was about 9 years old. I realized I was smaller than my peers. I'm only 5'6". We had a guy in our class named Joe Brown. He was 12 years old and in the third grade, flunked 3 times, and he was a bully. My coping mechanism was to exercise, push-ups, sit-ups, lift bricks and stuff because I didn't have weights then. The word got around that I was scrappy, and I never had a problem.
Winston found that he liked sports.
In high school, I swam, and then I went on to college, and I was a diver, a finalist in 2 Olympic trials, 1952 and 1956, in 10-meter platform diving.
Winston graduated from college during the Korean War and was drafted. He became a military criminal investigator, and when he finished his enlistment, there was a job waiting for him as an auditor.
When I got out of the service, IRS wanted to hire me. They wanted me for my investigative experience. I told them, well, I took 101 county in college. I didn't do very well at it because I didn't apply myself. They said, don't worry about it. I learned a lot in IRS.
Winston left government work and became a private asset manager for some years.
When my last client died, I dropped out of that. I couldn't sleep nights. When you're responsible for somebody's life savings, pretty big responsibility.
He retired when he was 60. About that time, a new challenge appeared.
My son did Ironman Hawaii in 1982. Then he came back and said, hey, Dad, you can do this. So I started doing triathlons in 1983. So that means right now, I've been an active triathlete for 33 years. The first one I finished, it was an Olympic distance, the mile swim, 25-mile bike, and a 6.2-mile run. Then I went back the following year and leaned into it competitively, and I was third. And I've done 13 Ironman Hawaiis.
You've probably figured this out already, but Winston Allen is a very competitive person.
Oh, yes. Yeah, always. Anything I take up, I want to be good at.
And what he likes most about triathlons is that he takes an early lead and seldom gives it up.
Well, I'm a swimmer, so right off the bat, I'm in front of everybody out of the swim. Nobody in the world beats me out of the swim. It's mine to lose. I'm defending world champion, and I'm going to defend that championship this year in September in Cozumel, Mexico.
The irony of Winston Allen's competitiveness is that the head-to-head aspect of competition is not what's getting tougher.
At 86 years old, I don't have too many in my age group around. I've been blessed genetically. You take a person that's genetically put together and you apply yourself, you're going to be a champion.
Not many people in their mid-80s are likely to pose a serious challenge to Winston in the triathlon. But he says there's still time for anyone to try.
It's never too late to start. Remember, I told you, I didn't start Ironman until I was 61. You just apply yourself. You can do anything you want to do. If you can picture yourself doing it, you can do it.
The beauty of triathlons is that you complete even one, and you're a member of the club.
Once you do a triathlon, you're a triathlete. And you're a triathlete for life. Those are your bragging rights.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.